Some breaking news to hand, guys, just before we get to Dylan Scheel from the Essendon Football Club off the back of his 200th game. The verdict is in on Shane McAdam, referred directly to the tribunal, as per Michael Christian at the MRO. So, as we know, it's a rough conduct charge. Took place in the third quarter, of course, against GWS. Now, it's been described or classified by Michael Christian as careless conduct, which we thought, but severe impact and high contact. So that's a 3+ match sanction that we're looking at there for Shane McAdam, who collected Jacob Weir savagely at the weekend, and thankfully the Giants player was able to play on, which was some form of minor miracle, I would have thought. But that's going to the tribunal this week.
Well, I'm surprised that the other one didn't go to the tribunal as well with Pickett, but nevertheless, Hodgie, this one is interesting. It's from Glenn. He says, "Why is everyone expecting McAdam to get suspended?" It was a perfect bump with impact to the body first. Head impact came after the body impact, so it was a legal bump with perfect technique. Clearly, there is a total miscommunication between what people think is a legal bump and what's allowable in the game, because secondary hits to the head, where the head jolts forward and hits your shoulder, well, they're just as illegal if you hit the shoulder first.
That was probably a text message from 1980, because that was the thought process. If you could bump someone down the shoulder, in today's game, if you elect a bump and you get someone in the head, even if it comes off the shoulder, it's clear as day we're trying to stamp that out of the game because of the seriousness of all the concussion, the head trauma that people have had, and what we can see from the effect of players playing back then. So I think the person who wrote that text in may have been caught back in the 80s and 90s of football, but in today's game, if you elect a bump and you get someone in the head, whether it goes off the shoulder first or not, it's a no-no and you're going to get suspended.
Glenn hasn't put his birth date down, but I suspect he was probably born about 1943.
And, of course, the umbrella over it now, of course, is the potential to cause injury, which would have got it up another notch or two to the severe grading. We might